I beat a U.S. Navy SEAL.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, fuck the hate. I got 138. The video's uploaded. It's undisputed. Charlie Z, King of the Ring. Best ever. You haters are deluded. You fucking retards, man. I beat the shit out of a Navy SEAL today. I outboxed him. It's controversial whether it was a TKO. He claims that he lost on points. You know, he admitted defeat, and he was gracious in defeat, and he said, you know, losing to a pro like yourself is actually a good experience. You know, I mean, it's never a good experience to lose, but you know what I'm saying. He said that the fact that he said that, you crazy motherfuckers are running your mouth. So there's no beef, but, I mean, he wants a rematch, comp-wise. I told him, I'm like, you're going to lose again. He's like, hey, fuck it. Whatever, let's do it. There, he just texted me. Oh, this is it. It's a wrap, baby. Zona versus Seal 2 tomorrow. Alright, the fight is up. Yeah, man, I beat him. It's just like, the thing is, he kept clinching. You know what I mean? He kept clinching and clinching and clinching. It's just like, you remember how I rushed Jordan Holloway and I beat the fuck out of Jordan Holloway? Remember how I beat Johan Sakil? But this guy, hey, listen, that's why I told these fucking retard haters. These, you know, Navy SEALs, Marines, okay, but Navy SEALs are a lot stronger. They're stronger than, they're ranked higher than Marines for a reason. I beat Marines easily. I beat him easily, and I'm going to beat him even easier tomorrow. Okay, he said 100% he's in tomorrow. Okay, let me give you the address. Yeah, they took the ring down. I'm going to beat his ass at a different gym. See, this is real fighting, you fucking stupid motherfuckers, and this whole Frederick Young horse shit, this whole, all these clowns with this Frederick, in general, all this, it's, okay, troll crap, these idiots are just trying to set me up and get me arrested. This guy, I beat him today, we boxed today, it's on YouTube, alright, this is it, the fight's on YouTube right now, man, that would have a jab, I hit him with a nice hook and then a jab. Yeah, if I knocked him out or if I dropped him, like, you know, he slipped. But if I, like, yeah, then I would just be like, what, rematch, you know what I mean? It doesn't need to be a fucking rematch, but, hey, he wants to lose again to the best. He's going to lose again. This is about a super middleweight. I usually fight heavyweights, but come on, this guy's a Navy SEAL, though. That's different, man, you know what I mean? I don't fight super middleweight boxers or kickboxers or even Marines. Like, everybody I fight is a heavyweight, but this guy's a Navy fucking SEAL. And I beat the shit out of him. Look at that. Clinch me. Popped him with a left hook. Yeah, you know. He was hard to hit today, but trust me, tomorrow, I know how he fights like now. Tomorrow, I'm going to dissect him. It's going to be 3, 4, 5 seconds tops. I'm going to KO him or stop him. Today, I'll box him. I'm going to stop him or knock him out tomorrow or just knock him out cold. Or I'm just going to stop him right away. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we could get a ref if he's going to be clinching like that every fucking second. He's not, I don't know, I'm not going to, if he clinches me again like that, fuck that. I'm going to uppercut the fuck out of him. You know what I'm saying? She was pissing me off too, man. I was punching this motherfucker in the face. This motherfucker kept clinching me, man. Motherfuckers were lucky to last 3 seconds with me. This motherfucker lasted 1 minute and 5 seconds, man. all tatted up, dude. Yeah, he's a seal, man. They even made a movie about some Navy SEALs with that motherfucker Bradley Cooper playing that sniper. Yeah, man. Listen, these guys are fucking. These guys would literally kill any fake TV boxer in any fight. Obviously, in a street fight, in a boxing match, too. I'm saying beating him, beating a Navy SEAL is bigger than beating fucking Deontay Wilder a third time. It's bigger than beating fucking, you know, any of these Tyson Fury Joshua bums. It's a mega fight that I won today, man. And I'm going to win again tomorrow. I'm unbeatable. Charlie Zelenov is the best, man. So. You can tell the dude has power, man, but he ain't going to touch me, though. He didn't touch me today. I'm looking forward for this shit, man. I told my wife, I'm like, baby, I beat a Navy SEAL. I'm like, this is top rank of the United States. They're higher than Marines and all that fucking regular U.S. Army. You know, no disrespect to the Army, but come on, man. Navy SEAL, that's special ops, man. That's literally, you can't, like, if you decide to go to the military, you got to go through the Navy or the Marines, or you got to go through some kind of branch. You know, he said a lot of people don't make it to the Navy SEALs because of that heart. And he made it, you know what I'm saying? But against me, he lost. So what does that tell you about me? Fuck. You haters are fucking deluded, man. I got it on video how I beat a Navy SEAL, man. This motherfucker has his license and everything, proof that he's a Navy SEAL, man. Yeah, any guy could just say, oh, yeah, I'm a Navy SEAL. No, he's an actual Navy SEAL that got his ass beat by the actual fucking greatest of all time, Charlie Zelenov. It's time you haters wake up, but apparently that time, I don't know when it's going to come. You people are sick in the head. You just keep rambling and making these spam videos, and I'm beating fucking Marines, kickboxers. I'm snapping necks of kickboxers. I'm fucking beating the shit out, boxing out, classing Navy SEALs. Listen, what I'm doing, it's never going to be done again. It's surreal. Alright, there is a chance, it depends, you know, I know tomorrow's going to be a better win than today, it's going to be even more one-sided, I'm going to crush the guy, but the thing is this, there is a chance that after I win tomorrow, that I will retire from the sport of boxing, because what I did today is something called dedication of a true champion and of a once-in-a-lifetime champion. Dedication is an understatement. I can't come up with a word to describe how dedicated, how great of a fighter I am. I just can't come up because I waited 8 hours to get an opponent. I went to 3 different gyms, all combined, 8 hours. 60 different people backed out. Well, approximately 60. He was like the 61st guy. It took a fucking Navy SEAL to agree to fight me, and he lost one-sided. And tomorrow he's going to get his ass beat again. Now that is what I call a real fucking champion. Box wreck with the quote-unquote sign. You fucking fake motherfuckers, man. You fucking pussies talking all that shit, huh? Fucking retards, man. Now you know it's not a fucking game. You people are the act. I'm the greatest. You fucking losers. You idiots would never fight fucking Deontay Wilder, Jules Evall, and Navy SEAL, fucking U.S. Seven Marines, man. Marines are just too easy, man. Come on. If a Navy SEAL couldn't even touch me, what is a Marine? Marines already lost. I already upgraded. I'm fighting Navy SEALs now. This is it, man. It's like, and he got homies they're in the SEALs, so, I mean, yeah, because, like, it's nearly impossible to get a fight. I went to so many fucking different gyms, and like people know who I am. It's not just through YouTube, but people like know me. Like, okay, when I go to these gyms and I score 5 wins in one day or 4 wins in one day, those guys are those fighters are members of that gym, and they have friends that are members. And when I come back there, they obviously don't want to rematch me. Their friends don't want to fight me because their boys got their ass kicked by me. And it spreads around. And every gym I go to, oh, yeah, it's that fucking Charlie Zonov guy. He always beats the shit out of everybody. No, don't fight him. They're all afraid of me. Navy SEALs ain't afraid of anybody. So they, you know, hey, listen. Let's hope he's not going to back out. I don't think so. I mean, I already beat him. If he backs out, he's 0-1 against me. If he comes, he's 0-2 against me. So it's a win-win for me, and it's a lose-lose for him, man. But we're going to shake hands again after I beat his ass tomorrow. But tomorrow, it's going to be a much better win. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't think I've ever had I've had a rematch with Akeem, and I had a rematch with Deontay Wilder in the same night. Yeah, Wilder, he's a fucking bitch-ass pussy. He tried to cheap shot me after he got smashed. See, with Wilder, there's literally no point of a rematch. He got one-shotted. This guy deserves, he was getting beat out, like, one-sided, but he was, like, I don't know, he was just clinching, and he threw, he was in a southpaw stance, he threw, like, some unorthodox shit, you know. Listen, he lost. It's all. I'm gonna post a fight on Facebook right now. All right. Second. Yeah, it's just uploaded, you know what I mean? It's the process and all that shit. Dude, I'm the best. 138-0, man. Wow. 138-0, motherfucker. Charlie Z, the greatest of all time. I beat everybody. I beat Jules Zaval, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, Gino Escro, Mario, both Marios, the Mario the boxer, Mario the kickboxer. Don't worry, faggots. Running running your mouth. Dude, I beat his ass. Right there, look at this. Man, I jabbed the shit out of him right there. 0-20, man, I jabbed him in the face. Fucking deluded haters, man. You fucking retards. I'm the greatest of all time. Keep talking shit, man. Keep talking shit. Tomorrow, when I beat him again, watch. Just watch, man. You motherfuckers. I mean, I beat his ass one-sided. No, that motherfucker quit. He said he didn't want to do it. Then the staff got in. Well, hey, we're going to settle it because he tripped. He fucking tripped. And then the staff got in. And I'm like, fuck it, let's do this at another gym or something. He's like, nah, man, not today. And so he quit. Whatever. He didn't. You want to say he didn't? Then it's a unanimous decision for me. 008, I hit him with a left hook, 020, I jabbed him in the face. Come on. He didn't land a single fucking punch. I beat his ass, man. You haters are delusional, man. Fuck, I beat a fucking Navy SEAL. I'm going to beat him again tomorrow. You clowns are going to come up with some more bullshit. You know what's going to happen tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm going to annihilate him, like, a lot worse than today. It's going to be like, tomorrow I'm just going to fucking annihilate him just like I annihilate, like, everybody. I beat him easily today. I just outboxed him today. He just didn't get knocked out like the Marine. He didn't get, like, brutally TKO'd like Johan Sakyoba or fucking Jordan Holloway, you know what I'm saying? Okay, but today I outboxed the guy. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. Tomorrow, when I beat this Navy SEAL again, I'm going to beat him a lot easier. He's not going to clinch me, whatever. It's going to be a quicker fight, and it's going to be a much better victory. You know what I'm saying? I still look good landing that jab in his face, landing that hook on his jaw. I still look good. And when he tried to make it look ugly with them clinches and shit. But tomorrow, when I win again tomorrow, pussies, man. All you bitch-ass haters listening to this radio right now, I promise you, 139, hey, when I get 139, you're going to know why I'm the greatest of all time, you fucking bitch-ass motherfuckers, man. Charlie's on off the greatest of all time. The GOAT, man. Listen, the guy himself admitted he lost. I can call him right now, man. I mean, seriously. Nah, I just don't want you motherfuckers to know where we're going to fight. You know what I'm saying? We're real fighters, man. We don't give a shit about this whole crowd, fucking all this fake fucking mainstream BS. We're just going to go duke it out. I'm going to beat his ass, and that's it. You know what I mean? He has no chance. I mean, if he lost today, now I know how he fights. You know, that's it. He's gonna get knocked out tomorrow, or he's just gonna get brutally TKO'd. He's gonna lose, man. He lost today. He's gonna lose tomorrow. That's it. 138-0. 107 KOs. See, the thing is, he did say he didn't want to continue anymore. So, I mean, that could be a TKO loss for him. But either way, it's a loss that will be decided. When I beat him again, well, tomorrow will be a knockout or a TKO. I mean, and I did not hit him when he fell from the wind of my punch. No. When he dropped, like when he slipped, I didn't hit him while he was on the ground. I waited till he got up, and then I hit him. Boom, boom. I got him in a glove, I believe. He blocked. Look, the guy did all right on defense, but he lost. That's it. Listen, every fight I win, I mean, the kickboxer that I beat, I kept punching him until his neck snapped, until he just walked away and saying that, oh, I'm sorry, I'm better with the legs. I made that guy quit completely. I mean, I have videos of me knocking guys out, and they're on the floor. I got a video of me knocking a guy out in the ring, and he's on the canvas. And yet you clowns are talking shit. All right. Dude, the Navy SEAL, that I told him, like, do you want to go around two? He's like, no, I'm good, man. He's like, that's it. He's like, you won, dude. Okay, so he quit. But you know what? Fuck it. Tomorrow, there doesn't need to be a rematch. I can just beat somebody else. But he said that he wants a rematch. Since he admitted defeat, if he was an asshole, if he was like you know, like Dijon or something like that, then no, but no rematch, but he was not an asshole, you know, he admitted defeat, he was gracious in defeat, therefore, he gets a rematch, and he's going to get another ass whooping tomorrow, except tomorrow, I'm going to hit him more than two times, or maybe I'm going to hit him once, and he'll get knocked out. The point is, he's going to get fucked up tomorrow. That's it. I got a feeling that he's going to get hit with a big bomb tomorrow. I mean, you haters just, you retards just talking that shit, man. Just keep fueling that fire, you son of bitches, man. Because when that fire strikes tomorrow, 139-0, you son of bitches are going. You're all going to fucking, hey, When them flames strike tomorrow, my fists, all you son of a bitches are going down. I exposed all you fucking clowns. Watch the fucking fight. Alright, my wife's hitting me up. Hear that? Hold on. Look. See, he's trying to push me off, and then I hooked him. I hooked him off. Bam. See that? 008. And then 020, slow motion this shit. He clinched me. I hit him in the back of the head. And then, boom, yeah. Jabbed him right in the face. Like right in the temple area. The guy didn't land anything. I mean, how the fuck can you six haters say he won? He didn't land anything. What the fuck? I beat him. The first SEAL I beat, he was Mexican Army. Special Ops. This guy's U.S. Navy, American Special Ops. What the fuck? This is a lot better victory. Crush this motherfucker, man. What the fuck? Hey, listen, tomorrow, Charlie Zonoff is going to beat this motherfucker's ass again. I'm going to upload the fight on YouTube again, 139-0. All you fucking delusional cocksuckers, haters, whatever the fuck you people are. Hey, you lost today? Believe me. Navy SEAL lost today. He's going to lose again tomorrow. Charlie Zonoff is the best. Number one pound for pound. Gotta talk to my wifey, man. 139-0 tomorrow. Not telling you the time, not telling you the place. But I'll tell you the result, though, man. Another W for the champ, man.